you know, for lots of us, it's hard to talk about or really even think about our own death or that of a loved one. But for a group of people known as ecological death activists, are suggesting that we think about more environmentally sound approaches to traditional burials. Joining us to tell us more about this is Nick McMurray, a doctoral candidate in sociology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Hey, Nick.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. So how did you become interested in this topic?
It's a funny story. I was actually working at an assisted living home while I was doing my undergraduate studies. And while working there, had a few of the elders that we took care of die. And got to experience those moments firsthand with them and with the families, and came to really realize those are very rare experiences. I was about 19 at the time, so for somebody that age, I just found it was really unique and really interesting, and it kind of drew me to that. And so I have looked at that in my master's research, now again in my PhD research.
Right. So you are a doctoral candidate. Is that the right way to say it?
That's exactly the right way to say it.
Okay. And what's your thesis topic?
Well, this is part of it. This is the eco-burial, green burial, green funerals piece, and other kind of ways that our death rituals and death norms might be changing.
Huh. Interesting.
So home funerals and death doulas and things like that.
Okay. So Nick, tell us about the aspects of traditional burials in America that aren't very environmentally friendly.
Sure. Well, really, it's about what we put in the ground with the bodies that we're burying. And so a big concern of these folks is the embalming fluid that often contains formaldehyde. And there's actually a handy set of statistics that have been put together that kind of aggregate everything that gets buried annually in the United States.
Hmm.
And so, for example, 4.3 million gallons of embalming fluid, 20 million board feet of hardwood, 1.6 million tons of concrete. So just a lot of stuff that's potentially not very good for the environment that's sort of a part of our end-of-life culture, and these folks are really trying to shift us away from those damaging practices.
And how did it get that way? I mean, why was it important at one time to have that embalming fluid or,
yeah, you know? So the United States is actually pretty unique in how into embalming we are. That comes out of the Civil War time. There was a military doctor who would follow around from battlefield to battlefield and found it was a great way to get soldiers, deceased soldiers, back to their families to preserve the body and send the body back so it could be buried at home. And over time, we've just become more reliant on those professionals and the embalming process. And so now it kind of becomes taken for granted as the normal thing to do, even though it's not state law anywhere. It's not regulated, but it's just a cultural pattern.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say this is kind of a relief to me because the few times that I've been involved in planning a funeral, and you go talk with the funeral home and they talk about how the casket is sealed and all this, and it just struck me as so strange because I thought we were supposed to go back into the ground.
Yeah, that's what a lot of these folks argue, is that we don't need boundaries between nature and the dead body. We could actually erase those boundaries because death is part of the natural process. And so, like you're saying, returning to nature, ashes to ashes, doing away with some of the boundaries between the body and, mm-hmm. and the environment around it.
So what are these activists that you've been studying? What do they suggest could be done instead, possibly?
They have all sorts of alternatives. In terms of embalming, they're talking about things like refrigeration of the body to preserve it instead of putting the chemicals in. There are biodegradable alternatives to embalming fluids, wicker coffins, burial shrouds, not using pesticides and things like that in cemetery grounds. Really anything that's going to damage the environment, they want to find an alternative to.
Mm-hmm. And is this kind of practice, you say, is legal? It's more just that it's not the custom?
Right, right. There's some zoning issues some places, but this is actually, you know, you think about Minnesota history and kind of the pioneering culture that started there. Both the indigenous tribal peoples and the early pioneers weren't really relying on other people. They were handling death themselves in their own homes. And so it's more of a way to get back to kind of the do-it-yourself approach.
Sure.
And more of a hands-on approach. That's actually a big part of the green burial movement, is that the loved ones of the deceased should have more direct involvement with the burial and the funeral, that actually helps with grieving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So, well, you know, when someone dies that you love, it's hard enough to get through that whole situation and the transition without also worrying about the environmental impact of a funeral and a burial.
Sure.
So how do you overcome that obstacle? Is it a matter of talking, getting people to think of it before it's necessary, or?
I think that's the biggest factor, actually, and really before, whether you're choosing green options or whatever options you're going to choose. Much easier discussions to have when death is not imminent. And so having that little space to think and make decisions when it's not an emotionally crazy, chaotic time. And so advanced planning is crucial.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Nick McMurray. He's a doctoral candidate in sociology at UNLV, that's in Las Vegas, and he is studying green burials and studying people who advocate for them, who are known as ecological death activists. So what kinds of reactions have you run into when you talk about this with other people? Because it does seem like still in a large part of our, you know, a large part of our society, it's not cool or it's not comfortable for people to talk about death.
Sure. Again, getting out in front of it is a great way. I think some people, because death impacts all of us and all of our lives and everybody we know, there's sort of an inherent interest in these matters because we have to think about it. But there's definitely some reluctance to think about or talk about death at all. I think that's changing some. And I think green burial is a way that people are, it's sort of a new avenue to connect to the end of life that maybe people haven't had before. So it opens up discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in general, Americans, yeah, we don't really like talking about this stuff that much.
Right.
But once you get people started, it turns out we've all been thinking about it. And so we all have some thoughts and things to talk about.
Of course. Right. So what, how would people access this kind of, you know, this sort of process? Like, what has the reaction been in the funeral industry? I assume some of them are resistant and some are moving ahead and saying, okay, the times are changing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it really depends on, I think, the communities that the individual homes are serving. If you have a real demand for these services, then people are going to be much more interested in providing them. In Minnesota currently, I believe it's only a few places in the Twin Cities that you can currently actually buy a green funeral service. But it's emerging, and I think the more people decide this is interesting, I might be interested in this, I might choose this for myself, the more it kind of becomes a part of the normal culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, up here in Grand Marais, the North House Folk School has offered a build-your-own-coffin class for many years.
Oh, great.
And people, you know, will build the coffin and use it as, you know, a bookshelf or something until it is needed.
Interesting.
And, yeah, I thought
that's
kind of
really
interesting.
That do-it-yourself spirit and kind of getting your hands back on that process instead of kind of just relying on specialists to do it for you. But green burial advocates are very big on that direct involvement.
Mm-hmm. How big is this movement, Nick? I mean, you know, you're talking about a group of green burial advocates. Is it a nationwide thing or worldwide or?
Well, it sort of applies more to North America than it does other places because we're the ones that have so much embalming in our practices. I would say it's possible to get green burial in basically every state, though they're not everywhere. It's not all that widespread at this point, but I think it's coming.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. So you say that in Minnesota, these options are available in certain communities.
Right. And actually, Minnesota is one of the few states in the country that offers green cremation, which is kind of an even newer form of these ideas. There's a funeral home, I think Bradshaw Funeral Home in Stillwater, that offers green cremation, which is a pretty cutting edge technology, and really. And so Minnesota in that way is kind of leading.
What does that mean? What's green cremation?
So when you think of cremation, you think of burning the body, which is usually done by fire. And the green burial folks sort of critique this as being energy intensive process and also the emission of particulates like mercury into the environment. And so green cremation is a liquid chemical cremation actually developed by the Mayo Clinic, and it's a much more contained, less energy dependent process that provides pretty much the same end result of the ashes, but just a different process of cremation.
And I assume the chemical is not as toxic as embalming fluid.
Nope, it's actually safe to just kind of dump down the drain when you're done. It's actually very environmentally friendly.
Huh. Well, what about traditional cremations? How do they rate as far as environmental friendliness against a traditional burial?
Most of these folks would tell you it's preferable. You know, I spoke with one woman, a woman of the baby boomer generation, who said, I chose cremation long ago in the 70s because it was the environmentally friendly option. And now as these new options emerge, I'm kind of reevaluating to see maybe there's something else that's a little better at this point.
Huh. Interesting. I guess the part of cremation that's sort of appealing is that, you know, being able to have a person's ashes sprinkled wherever they like.
Sure.
You
sure.
know, that's kind of
Yep. And that's, I can just put in there that there is a huge uptick in cremation rates nationally. As recently as the 1980s, it was like 10% of Americans chose cremation, and now it's up over 50%.
Really?
So cremation is actually now the most preferred option, surpassed burial, and folks estimate that it'll continue to climb to up to like 70% in the next decade or two. So
interesting. That's a huge jump.
Yeah, it's a huge change, and that kind of, to me, sociologically, that indicates that things are changing and that people aren't as tied to the traditional forms. They're open to new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that indicates that there's more options coming, that we're kind of opening up to these new ways.
Do you think part of that has to do with the people are more mobile today and they're not tied to a place that has a cemetery necessarily?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're not necessarily living your whole lifespan in one place anymore. Just like you said, to be able to bring the ashes with you or to be able to spread them in a place that was important to the deceased. It's a more mobile form of memorialization.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, Nick, this is very interesting. If our listeners want to read more about green burials, what would you suggest as a kind of a good beginning website or book or something?
Sure. The Green Burial Council has a great website that's full of information and can give you kind of access to different resources and providers. There's a website, the Minnesota Funeral Consumers Alliance, has more kind of local information. And I'd also point people to Ramsey Creek Preserve, which is in South Carolina, but they have a real interesting website that talks more about conservation burial, which is using green burial to try to conserve and preserve natural lands.
Oh, okay.
So good starting points, all three of those.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Really interesting topic, and we really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Nick.